Okay, so what we have to do in order to get this sugya clear, right? So we're in the sugya of Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, we're becoming Yud Tes Amud Beis. We're going to start the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. After that, the Gemara through the next Gemara, on the Aleph, we'll talk about it a little bit. Phil Boyer is there, Ms. Galville. That's what we have to learn through in Gilse, in Gemara. We also have to learn a Rosh, obviously. Can't go that Rosh. But before we see the Rosh, we have to learn, have a look at the Gemara on the Tezvav on the base. And that one, the dog. Your background noise, don't know, or somebody's background noise. Dog there, the sheep, we have to learn. And that Gemara and the Mishnah after that. So, there's Gemara's also that we have to learn. But today, what we're going to do is we're going to learn through the Gemara. What we have to do, as we learn through the Gemara, is we have to try and think of chilukim, so the friendship between one case and the next. So there's different halachas for different cases, and the Rishonim are bothered about what the chilukim are. So let's start. Yeah, let's just go over the Mishnah very quickly, the Mishnah which we learned on Sunday, and then we'll launch into the Gemara. Ketzad, the Shen Moedes. How is the Shen? In which way is the Shen of wood? We're saying that Rashi explains it. The answer of the Gemara is Lechol Esorah Yom. To eat what is fitting for it. Something suitable for it, that's its mood. For instance, Abeim Moedes Lechol Peis V'Yerokis. Abeim is a mood to eat fruit, vegetables. That's what it normally eats. But Ophuxus, Okedim, if he eats clothes or utensils, it's obviously not normal for it to do it. So Mishanim Chatzinezek, you pay Chatzinezek. Rashi says it's Mishanim. Vamed Vamamorim, Bishuzanizek. That what we said that you are Chayim is in Bishuzanizek. And Bishuzarabin, you're Poto, and Bishuzarabin, you're going to be Poto. Rashi said you're Poto for everything, even Susan Kalim. And the Gemara is going to say, why should that be? Vimnanis, although you're Poto, he said, you had Ksus and Kea, yet pays your own in the Shusram, your bottle. Although your bottle, him nenis, Mishalem is Masha nenis. You still have to pay the Hanor that you benefited from. Although you don't have to pay the full damages, but some payment you do need to pay. Example, we gave last time, we had animal ate organic tomatoes, so there's no, you don't need to pay the full value of the organic tomatoes. You still have to pay for the benefit the animal had that now doesn't need to eat a meal of straw or hay, doesn't need to eat that. So that much you have to pay. Hey, it's a no, yeah, I don't know. It's zen enem, bezechosem. That's what it is. You've gained at the expense of someone else. That okay, zen enem, bezechosem, you have to pay. Zen enem, bezechosem. So we're going to see if it's a Shem, the whole thing. Yeah, it's a possible, I think it's a possible. That's what I think. I think it's a Svar.
Mm-hmm. How are the Gemara discussing that?
The Gemara is going to be discussing Zenen of Zer Loi Chosse, Tarifus Gleila. But Zenen of Zer Chosse, that's why it's my mighty Gemara. I can tell it to you. That offers, for instance, if somebody goes into somebody's field and works without being asked, and he benefits the field, you have to pay for that. Because I've got a claim on you. My money is by you. I put effort in it. You have to pay me. Same here as well. You've eaten my food. You have to pay me for it. I think it's just a swap. Right. Okla. So, Keita. Keita Mashanem is Mashanem. So, in which instances do we say you only pay Mashanem? For instance, if you ate in the register up in the plaza, like Merkaz Mischari, there's a big plaza where everyone's putting their goods. If you ate there, Mishalem is Mashanen, it's the only place where you had an offer. It's Sidir Chava, Mishalem is Mashanen. If you ate from the side, you have to pay Katsin Ezek based on what you damaged. Mietz Hashem, everyone's going to discuss this case. In Pesach, if it's from the opening of the doorway, So that's interesting to Rabbi. If you don't pay what you damage, you only pay the anot. Mitoyet lechnos, mishalemes mashal zikim. So very good. Came out of the Mishnah. There's a case of ochlo, ksus, or kelim, where you pay chatzin nezik. You don't pay nezik shali. Reason being, that it's not a normal thing for a team. And that's now going to be the focus of our Gemara. Hashem is the moti, something which is normal to do. That's Shen. Shen is just an Izzik. You pay in Izzik Shalim. Achei in Echayo. Simli Echayo. Shenich is a Chatzan Izzik. I entered into Chatzan Izzik with Tov for Be'emo. And it killed an animal. There's an English word for it. So if to devoured him in some way. V'okho ani et the boso. Mishanim Nezik Shalim. Echayo that entered a and it ripped
out. Rob, sorry, why is it more changing the lashon from talking about nehenev, how much you know he damaged, to now nezik shalem chatzi nezik? Seems like a change. The mission did speak about chatzi nezik and nezik shalem, but it seemed like the emphasis was what it's enjoyed and what it damaged. The Gemara kind of ignores that piece and just goes straight to the second piece.
It's discussing a chiluk between the halachas inner shasarabim and the halachas inner shasayachit. Inner shasarabim, you pay mashenenis. Inner shasayachit, you pay mashenzika. That's the focus of the Mishnah there. Our Mishnah, our Bryce now we're quoting, is talking about inner shasayachit. It's talking about what things inner shasayachit it's normal for it to eat. That's what it's talking about. So you pay nezik shalim. It's not shenoi. So you pay nezik shalim. We're not talking about Nishas Rabbi. It's not a shin. It's a beish. It's a shin. It's a beish.
The last case about
splashing
or whatever.
Right. And ripping up the animal.
What is it? Why do we have to care? The fact is, at the end of the day, that he ate the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's an appeal. It's not a problem. It's a fire. So why do we care about it, that it killed it or not? I mean, because it still ate it. I mean, it's not like if you killed it, it's eaten. Okay, I understand. Okay, there's something different going on here. And you know, that'd be more of a caring type of a situation. But back in the 88, they got enough.
Okay, I hear. It could be once we get to that command after the 12 and base, you'll have an answer to your question. No problem. Okay, it's our own, but it could be that as well. We'll have an answer based on the Rosh that we have to learn as well.
Okay.
So you're touching on important points, but not there yet. Okay. So, Uporo Shaokha Sa'uyin, a cow that ate Sa'uyin, Vachamori Shaokha Kashinim, and a donkey that ate Kashinim, I don't know the exact translation of it. It's some type of wheat kernels. It's not normally eaten. A cow doesn't normally eat barley, that's a donkey's food. And a donkey doesn't only eat kashinim, that's a cow's food. The kelev shaliki gets a shemen. The chazir shochal chaticha shel boso. All these things you pay nezik shalim. Mishami nezik shalim. Now here there's a novelty. It's not normal, like we just said, for animal to eat it. So why do we say if a cow eats soyin? You have to pay nezik shalim. We said if it's not normal to eat it, you'd pay chatzi nezik. So why to pay nezik shalim? The Gemara doesn't explain why. Amar popim. Now Pop is going to be explaining. Hashtag Amos. Now that you've explained. Anything which is not normal for it to eat. But we do find that he eats it when it's pushed to the shav. And it needs to, it's hungry, it needs to eat, it will eat it. And you consider that Shmei Achila, you consider that Achila. Now that you tell me that, now I'm going to tell you something else. So if Papa gave away the game, what's Pshat in his price? Why? If a Papa eats Soin, or Chamo eats Kashinim, why is it five Nezik Shalim? Why is it not Meshonah? He said, must be, this is the pshat, because sometimes it will eat it in a normal manner. If it's hungry, it will eat it. Not its first choice. If it asks, if its mother asks it, would it like to eat it, it would say no. But when forced to eat it, it will eat it. Since it will eat it, this price is telling us that always a part that eats soyim is chayav shalom. That's considered now okay. That's considered a normal way of eating. That's what our Papa taught us. The pshat in this price is the reason why parash ochel soyim yochayav nezek shalom is since there are instances where it will normally eat it, therefore that's considered part of its diet and its chayav nezek shalom. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Ochel ksus kelim, you pay chatzi nezek." What's the difference between ksus kelim and sa'orim, a par eating sa'orim?
It's pushed against the corner. It's not
going to
eat it.
Right, as Yossi says, that's the big fundamental difference. There are some things which an animal will not eat, won't eat it. And that is when it's pushed against the, even if it's pushed against the, it will not eat it. And what's that? That is sus and kelim. Okay. It will eat it sometimes. Therefore, it's always considered part of its diet, and it is shemi, nezik shol. So Amar Papa, Ashda Amos, now that you tell me, kol midi delav okay, anything which is not the normal thing for it to do, but okhle and eats it, al yedeat, shmi yachila, because that's al kok of what the Bryce is teaching to us. I should know. The okhle tami, a dog, the cat. They eat tamarim, which is not a normal thing for it to eat. But when it's pushed against the wall, it will eat it. A chamo dog will be nisa, and a donkey that eats fish, which is also not a normal thing to eat. But it would eat it when it has to. Meshalim nezik sholem. You eat, you have to pay nezik sholem. So we're going to have four cases. It's actually six cases of animals that eat things which are not normally eaten, but there are instances when it will always eat it. Right? If it's a tzchak, it will eat it. If it's tzchak, it will eat it. That is kevea, that makes us understand that is shem, is considered okay, and b'chayv, even in the case when it doesn't need to eat it. Okay, I'll call it over. So it's getting an eat it. If it does, I'll call it. You shouldn't have. I'm not going to see. I'm saying these things, since sometimes it does eat it, so it's considered it eats it once or not. I know it doesn't need to eat it. Okay, it decided to eat it. So that's considered shame. Let's see some Rashi. I'll take it from there.
Is it Papa? Choose cases that were even more unusual. What was the point of the
yes? I had the same argument. The Mishnah, the Bryce gave us four cases. He says two other cases. It seems to have been something which must have been the Gela Maisa. Right, the Bryce didn't talk about these. So. Says Rashi, had the same argument. Says Rashi, Paul Shaka Sorim, Shem Michael Kamoy. It's and it's donkey food. Kamoy Shaka Kashinim, Shem Michael Paul. Which is cow food. Again, chazir v'kerev, the same story. Chazir normally eats shemen, and the kerev normally eats bosa, maybe. But the eating fruit is not the normal thing. Even though it's not normal for them, since when they're hungry, they will eat it. That's considered their food. Says a Papa and Rashi, first white line. Call me the Dalam okay. The middle goes. So anything which you're telling me, anything which it doesn't normally eat the whole time. And it's normal to eat it. Why do I say Keloima? Kalema normally means that it's not the literal translation. What's Rashi bothered about? Why say Kalema?
He's saying that it's Urkola particular Aliyah time rather than just the Isa only Aliyah time. That's fine.
The Gemara says, Va'ochlo, Loshen Obam. Va'ochlo, he ate it, Aliyah Tchak. Rashi says, it's not what it means. It doesn't mean he ate it, Aliyah Tchak. Okay. His Bryce doesn't say anything about Aliyah Tchak. His Bryce sounds like we're talking about it. Even not Aliyah Tchak, it's eating it. Poor so him is always going to be Chayim Ezek Shoyim. It doesn't say only if it's Aliyah Tchak. So it doesn't mean to say it ate it Ali Deyatcha, rather it would eat it Ali Deyatcha. That's the Keloima. Keloima va'uche le'meichel Ali Deyatcha. It's normal for it to eat it when it's hungry. Ki ani, shmeyachila, you're considering it shmeyachila, va'apilu shere Deyatcha. Then if so, shunre d'ocha tami, a cat eats smolim. Uche le'meichelina Ali Deyatcha. And in pain as it's showing, our Ksus V'Kelim says, we have to go back to the Mishnah. Ksus V'Kelim, Afilo Adi Yitzchak, even Adi Yitzchak, Lav Ulche L'Mechlino, it's not normal to eat it, even Adi Yitzchak, Elo Miskave L'Hazik, it's got Kavana for Hezik.
I didn't actually change.
Oh, very good. Well, hey, again, what I interrupted you.
Why did it change from Shinoi?
Very good. In the Mishnah, if you remember, I pointed that. In the Mishnah, Rashi said, why by Sus V'Kedem are you Porto? What's Rashi say? Why are you Chayim Chatzin Ezek? Mishunu. And here Rashi says, Miskal V'Lam. Why Rashi changed it? Why did Rashi just say, Mishunu? Yeah, that's the Kasha which you meant to be asked from Nochum Gotzorich. In Chedush Nochum asked it, and he has a nice shtekotoyo, which is based on whether chatzi nezek is a knas or a momoi. That's his toyos. If you go, chatzi nezek is momoi. I don't remember which way it was.
I would think momoi would be a shinui.
If you go, chatzi nezek is momoi. I don't know, I have to check it out for him. He makes a clip. If you're all cuts in the knas, or if it's mommy. If it's knas, you say one way. If it's mommy, you say the other way. And it, well, I can tell you which one. One thing. This is Rav Papa. And Rav Papa was the one who was speaking on that. This. Oh, we'll get there. 1 second. Yeah, the Papa holds its moment. The Papa, Dr. Zvob, holds its moment. And this is where Papa is speaking. So for some reason, if you hold its moment, you have to come on to Miskav and the Hazik. And if you hold its knas, you say it's because of Mishun. For some reason.
Rashi seems to say it's knas. Because if you look at the next Rashi, it gives a case of Tafas. And Dine Knas was Bavombo.
That wasn't where Papa speaking. That's the Gemara speaking. So Rambam says, if you hold that falcon is human loyna, which is the shit of a papa, then you come on to Knossa and Hazik. If you hold the falcon is Knossa, then it's Mishun. Why? Why do we have to say that one? Well, I've forgotten it. That's the one on Shabbos. So I'll have to check it out. It seems to be that Hiluk, and that's why he answered it. But remember now why. Why? Because you hold it's Knossa. Then it's Mishun. Well, you know. Okay, well, after we're done. That's a good question. Yes. Fine. That's thank you, Mar, so far. So, what we got? We've got a case where the animal will eat it when it's hungry. We say you pay Chati Nezek. You pay Nezek Shoyim. If you want to eat it even when it's hungry, then you pay Chatzin Ezek. So the Gemara Vayta. Oh, Chameh. The Ochel Nama. A donkey ate bread. The Gemara. It's a new Gemara. Aruch Chama, there was a donkey dog on Naman and bread. While eating the bread was in a basket. It broke the basket. Chai Be'erbiuda Rishon Nezik Shorim. Be'erbiuda obligated him to pay Nezik Shorim on Namo, on the bread. He cracked it.
It didn't eat the bread. It didn't eat the basket.
Chewed it. Rashi said he cracked it one called the one shot. Means it's part of me, he ruined it. Yeah? So Yudha said you have to pay Nezik Shorim for the bread. And on the basket, Chatinili. Let's make a cheshbon why. If you want with that to make sense, bread is shen. Pay Nezik Shorim. Susik Kalim is Karen. You pay Chatinili. Why should that be? Kim Dukh le Michel Namo. Okay, Nami le Plusi Sano. Since it's normal to eat the bread, it's also normal to break the basket, to chew the basket, or to crack the basket. It's in the basket. There's normal that to happen. So why do you pay Chatzi Nezek for the basket? Answer the Gemara. The ochal v'hoda ponis. The way it broke it, first it ate, and then afterwards it chewed. The memela, that's not part of the achila. And that was kamanos hazik, was mishunah, that's why you only chayv chatznezik on the basket. So here we have a case. We have a basket together with the bread. We're saying if it's okay to eat the bread, it's okay to eat the basket as well.
Chew.
Damage it, call it any word you want for it. When you're eating the bread, the basket's going to get damaged. And that's normal, and that's why you pay the children for that damage. That would be shen.
No, but
although it's not normal to eat the to eat a basket, but when it's together with bread, it's in. Okay to eat the bread, it's okay the lice to chew the basket. There's no halacha. Because we see the halacha, the din of shen is, you're doing something for your ano, okay for your ano. You're eating, and something gets eaten together with your thing that you're eating, that's also included in okay. Right.
That seems to be
it's chewing the bread, and the basket gets chewed.
It's in the way, the bread, so just she takes on the chazir, rummaging through the
Think about the chazir too.
And she swore
it. Very good. I told you, we love these sugars. We need our analytic skills because we're going to bring rice from all over different places and bring wine there, babe. And we have to learn what's the difference between them. What we're seeing here is if you're eating the bread. And by doing so, you eat chew the basket. Then we said you're called Nezek Shari because it's called Shem. Because you're moving from a Keleb, from the Chariot Chazir, that furrowed in the tongue and made stories. What did we see from there?
Shem, according to
those. Those is not the Shem. That would be good. But Rashi also wasn't Shem. What's the difference between a chazir foraging in the dirt to get to food, rummaging in the dirt to get to food, where there we're saying a kontrash is not considered shen, even though he's doing it to get to his food. In this case, where he's eating bread and he chews at the basket while eating the bread, that we do consider that shen.
One
at
the same time,
before some
eating, as opposed to getting to eat.
Very good. That's it comes out of the history. Yeah? That's a good one. That before you get to the bread, so you're trying to get to your bread. That's not called shen. While you're eating, you're going to make this fit and making this. While you're eating, you're going to be breaking the dirt, the basket. That's considered eating. Now it would be called nezik shalom. Very good until you get to the Rosh. Very good.
There's a certainty that the animal is bred there. So, with the case of the barge is looking for food, you don't know.
It could be smells it, make it an awful lot longer.
What you're digging at that moment is that's an act of
It could be throughout the food, and that's where you're digging.
Didn't know which direction it's I'm saying. It's not as certain. There's digging that we have rashis, but it's not shame because the digging is just.
Let me ask you, Abdullah, unbiased opinion. Yeah. You heard their chiluk and heard your chiluk. Which one do you like best? Really? Then it's so glad. While you're eating, you're doing that. It's so glad. That's Shem. You're saying maybe we'll find it. Who says it?
It's a certainty that the basket is serving up the bread.
It's going to happen while he's eating. That's what's happening. Not because it's topful, he'll just feel it. While he's eating, he's doing it. It's part of the act of eating. That's considered okay. Very, it's a very glad attempt. Very, in fact, he didn't do it in Rashi like that. What Rashi says? Rashi says,
in our studio or in the swirls?
Let me find the Rashi. One second. Here. Look at Rashi. Okay, the flusi sorrow. Second last line. Okay, the flusi sorrow. Kishu lois apas. While chewing the bread, lois sarimo. It chews the basket with it. That's okay. It's together. That's one act. While eating the bread, it chews the basket with it. So you can't compare it to the case of the chazir. But then it's digging around to get to the food. That's not called chef. That's considered something else. Very good. Not chef.
I think
it's that
way. I'm just like, what is borrowing? The eating is separate from the borrowing is not. The door contains not
together. And it's been rushing for this time. Okay. Fine. All right. So that's very good. That's one shayla, which you asked, very good shayla, which. Mr. Chiluk so far. So Rav Yehuda said, you chayv nezek shalim for the food, and Be'etzim would be chayv nezek shalim for the baskets as well. Just happened to be he had the basket afterwards. So it was a separate ma'isim. Let's see some rashes now. Shunra. We did that one. Sorry. Or Balse. Balse is lo aso. You chewed it. Nishan chinah Balse is stuck. He cracked it. That's not the pshat that I heard from my rabbis, but there is such a pshat that people say. Says Rashi, you pay on the salo chatzinedek. Here again, Rashi goes back to Mishuno. You pay chatzinedek with Mishuno. Okay, going. Oh, so Rashi got a kasha now. Rashi has a kasha. Why on earth was Rabbi Yehuda saying the Yochai Chatzinezek? Rabbi Yehuda lived in Bava. In Bava, they weren't able to be Goyver Chatzinezek if you hold it's a Knas. And we bask in it's a Knas. So how could Rabbi Yehuda be Goyver Chatzinezek? What's the pshat in that? So Rashi, you're going to Tofas Nizik. The Nizik grabbed hold of the animal that did it. And that's why he's able to claim the debt. Because the ain't donum dine knosses bebova. We don't bask in that you can be gover. We don't judge dine knoss in bova. Or palganizge knoss. Palganizge is the knoss. So we have a problem. How can it be the Rebuda was mechayiv in patinete? We don't claim. We don't claim. We don't judge bechlal. Hilkos knosses in bova. In order to judge knossos, you need to be and have smicha. You need to have smicha. That's what in it is so. In Baba they didn't have it. They couldn't judge the hilchos knossos. Katzinezek of Karen.
But we should only be.
I'm trying to say Katzinezek because Nezek Sholem of Karen is more. There's a shayla in the Gemara and up there's Lord. The shayla, do we say Chatzinezek is Knosso or Meloino? Huh?
Why would we not say it's not one?
Because it's not something a person should expect to know that should happen to his animal.
Huh?
It's not something he has to expect his animal to do. So the Meila in the Gemara of Tzvav Amad Alif, Itzmeh. If you look halfway down the page, Tzvav Amad Alif. You're looking. It's man. That's Vav Amalan, middle of the page. 15a, Vav Kamen. It's man. Mamish in the middle of the page. You can't miss it. It's me. Yeah, you got there, right? First word on the line is you put your finger at the top of the page, you put your finger and join it. All the man are going to spot it. Idma. Right down the page. Come on. Idma. Palga Nizge. Katsi Nizge of Knas. So, Papa, Mama, Mino. We are going to bring to Shoma Knos. The Papa said, it's Mama. And I'm sure I said, it's Knas. What's the svara? Says the Gemara. Papa on the main arm. The Papa says, "Mama in Kesava." Stam shvarim la'beches k'shem okay. Stam shvarim aren't normally. If you don't look after them, they're going to cause damage. They're not normally protective, yeah. Uvedino, and you were negligent. So according to basic halacha, the boy should be kulei.
Yeah.
You should really pay the full thing.
Yeah.
Rachmano de chazalei. Rachmanos on him, that cut in the yain too, it didn't happen three times. So Rachmanos on him. So you know what? We'll let you off for the first three times. Only 50% you have to pay. If you want to pay the Bishop of Allah, Knoss, no. If you want to pay the Bishop of the Knoss. Ksova, Stam, Shoyin, the Chesed, Shimokain. Stam, animals are well behaved. They won't normally cause them. Ubedino, really, you shouldn't have to pay anything. Because what? My animals should behave like this. Never crossed my mind. Rahmano, they can't say that Rahmano penalized him, gave him a knas. In order to make a person protect his animal better, even though your animal is well behaved, we want to do better protection. Therefore, the Torah says, you should know if your animal, even your perfect animal does damage, you're gonna have to pay. Oh, okay, look after him. That's up. And therefore, Palga Nizga Knos. And the Gemara goes a whole Ahmed adventure, Ahmed base. On Ahmed base, the Gemara says, this one's hard for you to find raised on the base. This one on the base. First word on the line is Pokus. Second word on the line is the Mashma. Third word on the line is Yoisa. And then the Gemara says, the Hilkosah, Palga Nizga. Halachonomaisa, Palga Nizga is Knosso. If it's Palga Nizga Knosso, then in Bobel, we cannot do, can't judge these things. It says, if he was Tepeset, if the Nizek went and was Tepeset, he would. Yes. One second. I'm just looking. Oh, you want to say one more line? The Gemara then said on the Tesvavah base, he taught us, if you would claim it, if you would grab it, we wouldn't be able to take it away. Because you're right, we can't judge these dialogues. And since you grabbed it, we keep out of it. Oh, so what's your question?
Because the Rush says that it can't raise a Mezek Sholem, then it's lowering it down to Katsi Mezek.
Okay.
So this Knas, why would, unless we assume that it should be full damage, that he should be responsible?
Okay, that's called making a cholent of taking a Rosh Hashanah one, so you're not putting it into another, so you're not expecting them to work. But the Timna Lachis, yeah, once it says to it, the topic is not turning on the internet. And one was talking about Karen, which is a knas. Tzoris is not a knas. Like you're saying, Tzoris should be Nezik Shalim. Tzoris is, come to the Rosh of Yeregel. And also drop down to 50%. Thinking, Karen, your animal is so well behaved, you never dreamt of your animal doing such things. So it's really no reason to pay. It's a shovel. Cheskes Shimon. Now, also, Tzoris wants you to do extra protection. Tzoris is going to on you with a knas, which you don't really need to pay, not mommy. So putting on you. So based in God, in bottle, can't judge such things. Says Rashi, if he was Tepes, loy mafkinon mine. We keep out of it. You've got all of it, you've got all of it.
I have a usual rubber kind of question. Mm-hmm. How would you ever get to move like that? If you can't, if you're not judging cases on tongue, you need to have three tongues. You have to have a dini with tongue three times in order to get to
That's not a question. Because of course we go to base and we warn him. We warn him a second time, a third time. Oh, you can't pay money. You can't make the pay. In order to make the pay, you need to be a mulcha. That's a knas. That would make you into a mulcha. That's not a knas. That's the thing. We warn you. Like animals are wild animals. Second
time. Well, so it's not that they don't touch the case.
They listen to the case 100%.
Okay.
Just there's one thing they don't do is that you can't claim money.
Right. But it's funny because
the warning, about they would do. So we came out since the Gemara clearly, if somebody, the Gemara there says it's not just one race. If somebody is his animal, if Reuven's animal caused shimmins and caused Shimon a loss of $1,000. Shimon, if he grabbed hold of Reuven's animal, he could keep his $1,000. And that we won't do. So that's the story here as well. Give it to Topaz, Nizik. That's the case. You're going to Topaz Nizik. I almost thought that Reuven was going to ask a different question from the Rosh, but he didn't. And we learned now in the Rosh that by Teiko, remember by Teiko? What do we do by Teiko? Rosh wrote down Machlekes, what would be if somebody take a week out, pass him, makes it very right. What would be if the person, the one that was Nizik, the Nizik, he grabbed all of the item that he feels caused him a loss, Reuven down to Shimon, along his take, or would be a case of take, for instance, Kishke Shabbat Moso, is something take, Kishke Shabbat Moso, and Reuven went and his animal damaged Shimon. Shimon went and grabbed all the Reuven's animal as payment. The Teiku and the Gemara. So the Gemara said some people hold by Teiku. If Topaz, if he grabbed all of it, he can keep it. But since the Rosh, we don't hold like that. We hold he Topaz, Machinimini. If there's a Teiku in the Gemara, you've got no right to take somebody else's item. And if he did, we would take it away from him, right?
This is not a Teiku case.
Right. There's a chiluk, and this is the Mefusha Gemara we just done. Like Chatzi Nezek Knosa, where we can't take the money from him, but there is some chiluk we can't take it from him. On there, Avada in Topas Loima, if he grabbed all of it, he keeps it. Mashenki, when there's a sovereign in the Gemara, and we didn't come to a conclusion on that, there are Shalti Topas. We are so every case has its own halachas. So that's the case of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says, we're going pagan in here. Says Rash, we're talking about pagan in here. You can also be used to us. Rashba says, when we come to a damage like this, which is normal chavolus, normal thing to happen, that even that we can do in Bob. We can deal with that in Bob. He says different shot. You know why Rebuta could be given? Why could Rebuta be given the sal? And this cell wasn't like a weird thing that you couldn't expect, right? So it what did it choose? Even though it wasn't Shafim Khila, they chewed it. The Rashba holds that when it comes to Nitzke Momoin, something like this, you would be able to be paid in Bala. Dafka there, in the funny case of a Keles, which grabbed hold of a town to get a rabbi, they're not. But in a normal other types of things which are shkia, that's his lasha v'lasha. Things which are shkia could be given bala. So we have two malachim. Harry Yudah could be given this sal, could charge him for this sal. Either like Rashi grabbed hold of it, or something which is more shkia, you could claim even in bala.
Why would that make
sure? Because the reason why we're not normally gave a in Bobo is because you need to have smicha. You need to have smicha, have a special base then to do such a thing. They didn't say that for things that happened the whole time. It could be because otherwise loads of people were losing their money that way. They didn't keep to that a lot on things which happen all the time. Rare situations, oh, you have to go to the Greek priest, grand jury. But there's
a
with animals eating the
eats the
damages. Yeah, he calls it shkia. Yeah, I'll just read that
the way. That's like a knas.
It is a knas though, because it wasn't something which the owner necessarily should have realized his animal's going to do. But anyway, I'll just read the words. One second, let's just read out the words of the Rashba to make sure I've got it right. Rashba.
He knows his dog is.
Okay, so what you say? If it's then why did the owner know about it?
Yeah.
You're saying it's a bit. If it's shchichi, then the owner should realize it.
Yeah.
Why the knas?
Yeah.
I would think it's hard to say because coming also the hadik. If it's still coming also the hadik, it's hard to say you should have to pay the shot. It's not pay on the shed. It'd have to fall on the care. You think it would be a moment? Sure, I was asking it on the Sashma. As much as calling it shtiach, and why is it going to be called the knas? The whole of this of knas is because. Other, my animal wouldn't do such a thing. And here we're saying this type of thing which can generally happen. Yeah, on the Rashba. Right, the Rashba doesn't go with that. The Rashba to the vote is because topas, because he grabs hold of it. The Rashba also brings down such a shot, just in the Azal Rashba. All right. Okay, so we said, Ocha leflusi sala kishulois hapas. Lois hasal imul. This was the words that I'm sure Rabbi Yossi was saying. As the animals eating the pas, it chews the sal, and therefore are going to be fine. Fine. Okay, so that's this new case which we had, the case with the pas and the sal. We're saying Kol's mother eats the sal together. That's not Ksusim Kedim. It's only Ksusim Kedim if he eats it afterwards. Next case in the Gemara. Great, the Gemara Kasha. Rabbi Yehuda said you have to pay Nezik Sholem on the bread. That means it must be a pas. Okay, oh, is the bread okay? With three lines up at the end of the omelet. Is pas okay? Ramino, I've got a question on you from a brisa. Ramino, I've got a question on you from a brisa. I'm asking you from Rabbi Yehuda's action, a moya from a brisa. Ramino, ochro pas, ubasa, vitapshil. If an animal ate bread, meat and a tavshil or a tavshil, mishalim chatzi nezek. It's only pay chatzi nezek. So why do you pay any chatzi nezek? Because it's mishon, it's like Susan Kaden. We learned earlier that if you eat a barley or kashinim or shemen. Or chazir eats a bosa, which he eats on the etzchak, you have to pay nezek shalim. So why here does this price say you pay chatzi nezek? If the animal eats bread, meat, tavshil, you only pay chatzi nezek. Why do you pay chatzi nezek? I learned earlier, if it's even only normal to eat it when it's shalad etzchak, however, that would be still considered nezek shalim. So Rashi says, you have to see Rashi in the Ramas of Bechaya to understand what this price means. This pshat, whatever animal was that ate this food, was something, an animal which would not eat it, even when it's hungry. Even on the atchak, that's not what the animal would eat. Even when they're hungry, they would not eat it. So this animal ate bread, meat, tavshil, and you pay chatzi nezek, so you see bread is not an animal's food, even on the etzchak. So how could you just say the yechai nezek shalim on the bread? It's not normal for an animal to eat bread, even on the etzchak. Might have a beima. Don't you think this bride is talking about beima? And if so, a donkey has a lot of a beima. It should be Chatzi nezek. No, no, you're beautiful. Good as it's been nezek sholeg. Nezek maradoy. Bechaya. We're talking about chaya. A donkey, which is under the category of behemoths, would eat bread. And that's why Rebbe said, you have nezek sholeg. Maybe I didn't say when it's hungry, I don't know, but it eats bread sometime or another. And therefore, nezek sholeg. But a chaya will not eat bread biflam. Even on a day, and that's what this Rashi was saying. Bechaya, Shein Dark Bepasa, Fila Netra, even on a day. Why does Rashi add these words? Because of the coachman was talking beforehand. So, Fila Netra, you wouldn't eat it. Ava Kamoy, Dark Koy Bekach. It's not for the donkey. Dark Koy maybe means on a day. I don't know, but one thing is, it's not unheard of for donkeys to eat it. Fine. It's then normal for a chai to eat meat. And one of the differences between a chai and a behemoth, we once spoke about it. One of the differences between a chai and a behemoth, how do you define what's a chai and what's a behemoth? One of them, one says, is that a chai eats meat and a behemoth doesn't. How can you tell me this is a chai and that's why it's nezik shorim, v'chatzin nezik for the bread? Because it's not normal to eat it. In the same writers as they add bread and meat. That means meat. It's chayav chatzin nezek because it's not normal to eat meat. A chayav, it's definitely normal to eat meat. Chayav basar u'cheyo. Answer the Gemara, the biggest chiddush, the matri. It's barbecued. And chayav will not eat barbecued food, even a day. Chiddush. I don't own any animals to know. It's a chiddush. A barbecued, a roasted animal meat, they won't touch. Ibaisima, another answer. We're talking about Betavia. We're talking about Tzvi. And Tzvi is a chaya, that's the version of the Torah. And Tzvi don't eat meat. And this was the kash on the Ramban, and we've mentioned it, but we don't. Well, we asked once before the difference between a chai and a behemoth. Kash they ask on the Ramban, Tzvi doesn't eat basar despite the fact that it is a chai. So says Rashi, it says, Gemara, that's the case. Tzvi doesn't eat bread, doesn't eat basar. And that's why a chai chatzin is. Huh? Doesn't eat basar, tavshil, pas, doesn't eat any of this stuff. And that's why a chai chatzin is. Okay, so there you go. So far, good, right?
So this Bryson was talking about a specific animal?
This Bryson was talking about a specific animal, right? Sure. Oklo, it.
An herbivore.
That's a fight against an herbivore. That's not a buffalo or anything else, too.
Buffalo. Buffalo eats meat.
Does it? How do we know?
Isn't a buffalo a chaya?
Yeah, but I mean, we're following the same category as the...
It's like an ox, no?
Don't we know, in general, all kosher animals, whether they're behemoths or chayas, are herbivores, they are not carnivores, they don't eat meat. Whereas ordinary chayas, which are not kosher, do eat meat.
Okay, fine. All right. Ibai saying. Now here comes now fun and games. Ibai same, the oilam behemoth. We're talking about behemoth. And behemoth does eat bread, like we said. Behemoth eats bread. So why? I lost the 1 second. What are we holding? We're going with. There was a story that Yehuda said, what was Yehuda's case? He charged him Nezek Sholim for bread. So it's normal for eating bread. That's why he's not Nezek Sholim. So why in his price does it say you don't pay Nezek Sholim? Why do you pay Chatzin Nezek? No longer behema. This price is not behema. Or be ptur. And the bread is on a table. So now what exactly happens here? So some explain, and it seems to be different from how to understand it. Some explain then the animal ate it while the bread was on the table. He put the tzedek on the table and ate it. And some explain the animal actually climbed onto the table to eat it. But both mean the same. It was normal for it to eat the bread, but unusual for it how it ate the bread. It's not normal to eat the bread, either stretching its head over a table to eat it, or climbing onto the table to eat it. It's not normal for it to eat the bread, and therefore it's chatzim nezek.
So it's how.
Although it's normal to eat the bread, but abnormal how it got to it. Therefore, it's chatzim nezek.
Okay. That's the case that we have also in the Gemara. The open marketplace, and then off to the side,
it's an unusual act while eating. Here, it is a normal act while eating. It is an unusual act to get
to them.
Right? It's true normally. So, and we're saying, you're right, maybe you're right in one of the shots, maybe you're right in that one. So, if I say, now, what we're seeing. Now, although it might be a normal thing for it to eat, if the way it got there was unusual, it's chayav chatzin nezek. Next case, there was a goat that was a lifter upon the donor. They saw a turnip at the top of a barrel, sorich solik. It climbed up the barrel, off the lifter, ate up the turnip, and tavri the donor, and by doing so, broke the barrel. Rabbi said, you chai both for the turnip and for the bucket, the barrel, nezek shalim. I time it. Give it to Uchi, the mecha lifter, Uchanami, the suki on a mystic. Since it's normal to eat turnip, it's normal also to climb up to go and eat the turnip. Never chai nezek shalim.
What about
the
verses
of
this?
So here we
have
a chiluk. And something on the table, chatzin nezek. Something on a barrel, nezek shalim. What's the chiluk now? Kishin. Bread on a table, chatzin nezek. But turnip on a barrel, nezek shalim. Peder Yashba, that we're talking about. What's the chiluk now? What was the first one who said?
Azut.
Okay. So the Rashba says the Kashi says on Zen Rashi, what's the chiluk between bread on a table and turnip on a barrel? What should be the chiluk between? Because of that, the Rashba says not talking about Keturah doesn't mean bread on the table. Keturah means if you look at the last line of Abeinu Chanana on the page, Pirush Petuto, he's got Mamish, the last line is Pas Pesucha Besuch Mar. It's some type of toasted bread inside some soup. That's not normal for an animal to eat at all, and that's why it's chatzin nezek. But that's there's another about the shatter, she's saying. What's the difference between bread on the table and turnips on the barrel? Says the other Rishonim, not true. Like Yossi said, one's talking about a cow, one's talking about AIDS. It's not normal for a cow to stand on the table to eat the bread or to stretch out its neck over the table to eat the bread. It is normal for AIDS to jump up. It's more agile. It jumps on barrels. It's normal. Therefore, it's kind of nezek shalim. So once again, we've seen chilukim, and you have to make chilukim. And that's the pshat v'gemara. Now, all we need to do for homework is Rosh Simin Gimel. But before doing Rosh Simin Gimel, we have to do the Gemara that's Vav Amud Beis. We've spoken about this Gemara a few times, but it's time for us to do it. Here's the Gemara that's Vav Amud Beis. High caliber, the Ochel Imran. It's halfway down the page. First word in the line is Nizke Knossa. That's Vav Amud Beis. High caliber, the Ochel Imran. Shuna Dachatan Agula. You see it, everyone?
Yes.
Very good. Until the end of the mission. Okay, straight through till the end of the mission. That's what we have to see there. And then we have to see the Rosh Simin Gimel in our Gemara. Once we've done the Rosh Simin Gimel, we'll go over the Gemara we've just learned with a new way of looking at life. So Rosh Simin Gimel, Ochel Ksusa Kelim. The whole Simon Gimel. Rosh Simon Gimel. But we cannot pay base. Rosh Simon Gimel. Say that. That's what.
Would also be a different table in the barrel.
Fast well, everyone. Just have a good fast, meaningful fast. And Yom Yitzchak, Rabbi Yaakov, looking forward to having you back. Yes, it's Hashem, Yom Chamishi.
Rob, I'll be in Eretz Israel on the 16th for a couple of weeks. So please God, my daughter is having her first child. Please God. So hopefully, between rushing up and down to help, please God, I'll be in this year.
Looking forward. Yes, Hashem. Bring some rogalak.
Okay. Well, warm words.